Well, we have to really go back to the end of November. We had a little bit of relapse, you might say, in the soil moisture status, especially in the northern part of Indiana, where it seemed like the drought may be actually coming back. We did get a little bit worse there. That really did not change very much at all during the month of December, because December rainfall was very close to normal with snowfall as well. So we really didn't have much opportunity to have any change in that condition. Things did change in January. Early in the month, I would say maybe around the 12th or 13th of the month, we had some fairly heavy rainfall, especially in central and southern Indiana. And the timing was perfect with that, because not only did we get a lot of rain that we needed, but the soils were thawed at that point. We had a very good warm-up, with temperatures reaching the 60s for a few days just immediately before that time. And so the ground was thawed out, and it was ready to receive the heavy rain that came in. And so that did some good for us. And it looks like in the next day, perhaps even tomorrow, we're going to get another chance, almost like that. Again, our temperatures are really warming up, probably in the 60s again tomorrow. And with the thawed ground, we should have another chance to do some more recharge. So we're actually improving.
How beneficial are these warm-ups and these rainfalls to recharging the soil, especially after how harsh and how beat up they were during the drought last year?
I think it will has been beneficial. Some things we have going in our favor is it's in the winter season, and so unlike the summer months, when we're having competition from the plants, the growing plants, which are trying to withdraw moisture out of the soil at the same time that we're short and we're trying to recharge the soil. In winter, we don't have that situation. The crops are not in the ground. They're not competing for that soil moisture. So any moisture we do get is going to actually just go into recharge and not be used immediately. So we call it reserves. Our soil moisture reserves are building up at this point because it's not being drawn down like it would be in the summer months. And, in fact, there's some evidence that the soil is perhaps at more than capacity in a lot of the places of Indiana, because we're having a lot of flooding going on. In the middle of January, we had several of our rivers that were over flood stage, and so some of that water did drain away because it was really not needed at the time. And I expect to see the same thing happen tomorrow with the heavy rain that's coming in. So because, and like I said, the critical thing here is that the ground is not frozen at the time of the heavy rains, and so it is able to absorb that water and put it in reserves.
Are we just looking at recharge on the topsoil, or is the subsoil moisture building up as well?
I would think that the subsoil would be building up as well, because some of the rains that we've had in January, thinking again about the mid-month event, we had 3 inches is pretty common amount that we've had over a good section of the state. In the far southwest part of Indiana, we actually had 5 to 6 inches of rain over a couple days' time. So that, I'm sure that's probably more than what the soil could even hold, you know, the entire profile in some cases. So I would think that that moisture had to be percolating down into the lower levels as well.
What do we anticipate looking forward for 2013 then?
We can't look very far in the future because our forecasting ability just isn't that good. We could get a general idea. For February, for example, the forecasts are calling for cool temperatures, basically on an average, the cool temperatures in February, with not real certain what the rainfall and snowfall is going to do. It could be above normal, below normal. It's not real certain, but that's not that much of a surprise. Forecasting rainfall and snowfall in the future is often difficult anyway when you get that far away, far out in time. Then if you look a little bit further into the coming months, say into April, which actually is the beginning of our planting season, the longer range outlooks there are calling for our precipitation chances to actually be above normal. So that would also be good news, because it means that we could perhaps get into our planting season with a good start of available soil moisture, so we don't have to worry like we did a year ago that we're already being depleted so soon in the season.